Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations, and we are visiting this week with a member of the Jaguar soccer program, Hannah Godfrey. Hannah, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
You're here this summer. You're taking summer classes. I'm going to ask you a little bit some of the other things that you're doing in between the traditional spring and fall semesters. Is this the first time that you've stayed in Mobile at this time of year?
Well, last year I went home for about 4 or 5 weeks, and I wanted to get back into it and get back going, getting ready for the fall, preparing for a big season ahead. So I came home. I went home to England for a little while, but then I came back to prepare. But this year, I decided to go home for less time, just 3 weeks, so I could travel a bit of Europe and then come back and be a bit more prepared, summer league, summer school, and get as much as I can out of this summer.
So you're not caught off guard by the weather and the oppressive humidity and some of the other things that I'm guessing weren't really something that you grew up with.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean, England, it's nothing like this. It's very, very humid out here, but it's always good to be prepared in summer. I don't think you can ever get used to the heat, but the more that you're out here, the more that you play in, the more you get used to it, then you're always going to be a little bit more prepared for the fall.
I know there are lots of different things that are going on over the summer. This week, I know Coach Moody is running a camp. Is that something that you are working? And if it is, how much do you enjoy working with kids and maybe teaching them some of the aspects of soccer that have helped you get to where you're at so far?
Yeah, I mean, coaching's always been something that I really enjoy, and it's definitely something that I want to go into after hopefully graduating. And so it's always good to be involved over the summer. We get to coach a variety of age ranges, so it makes me realise like who I would like to work with. We have a lot of fun as well, so it also keeps me busy and it allows me to keep active and gets me up in the morning, I guess, to coach the little ones.
So when it comes to preparing for the season, how much time are you putting into training at the moment, and like maybe how many hours a day, and what are you doing training to physically prepare for the upcoming season?
I mean, this summer I had to schedule it out very well because I was taking classes and coaching, and obviously I'm playing for a summer league team as well, so that gives me game time, because obviously you can train as much as you like, but it's not the best game fitness. So I've been obviously waking up in the morning and coaching the little ones till about 10:15, straight to class. And then from class, I kind of have the rest of the day. So we have been set a program from our strength coach, and I've been following the program as best as I can, plus adding in like whatever else I can do. So you can never really just settle for minimum. You have to go that extra length.
Well, what team are you playing for, and like how frequently are you playing, and where are your games?
I'm playing for the Gulf Coast Texans in Pensacola. They actually train every morning at 8:30. However, my class clashes with that, so it's a bit of a shame that I don't get to practice as frequently with them as I'd like to. But we play every weekend. Our home games are obviously in Pensacola. And then this weekend, for example, we're traveling to Memphis on Friday and then straight to Arkansas for Saturday's game too. So there's a lot of game time, and I'm really enjoying it.
Is it just other collegians? Is it also older players who may have graduated but aren't in the highest professional league? Is it high school kids? What's the competition like compared to what you face in the fall here at South Alabama?
The age range does vary a lot. Like, we do have a few high school girls that have committed to college teams, but obviously juniors and seniors in high school, and we have a couple of people that have graduated too, so it's really nice to play with a different like variety of people. And we also have people, for example, LSU, Troy, like teams that we do play, which I guess is tough playing with your opposition, but it's nice to get a feel of different playing styles and different people that you're not actually used to playing with.
Now and after last season, which was another successful one, the program experienced change at the top. Coach Winkworth went to Arizona State. Coach Moody came in. You had all spring under his direction and as part of his off-season program. How's the transition gone so far, and how much do you enjoy working with and playing for Coach Moody?
Well, at first, the coaching change did come as a shock, and it was a sad moment because we've had so much success under Coach Winkworth. But when Coach Moody came in, he really reassured us that he was here to take the program to the next level. And even though we have been such a successful program, his idea was coming into a program and improving, for example, 10 things by 1%. That increases the whole program by 10%, and that's what we're looking for. Like, we've made it to the nationals, but we've just got to make it to that next step. So I feel like we've all relaxed, we've all come together as a team, we've really worked together, and I feel like the coaching change has gone very smoothly, and we're just all looking forward to seeing what the season ahead is.
So you, during the spring semester, you all had a month and a half period where you were officially in spring practice, and that included playing matches on multiple weekends. If you look at back at that now before the end of the semester, what do you think was the biggest thing that you learned about the team and what you think your expectations are for this coming season?
We just learned that coming together and being one big family was going to be the main thing. We needed to all be on the same page. We need to all be giving 100% in every practice session, every game, on and off the field. And then when it came to the actual games, we needed to make sure we were all going to play. It wasn't just a spring game. Like, it was kind of like a lesson and time to learn on the areas of improvement that we need to make for the fall in order to be successful and meet our goals.
You know, you just mentioned areas of improvement. Is there anything, whether it's individual for you or as a team, you know, what are some of those focuses of what you think can be better to help the program take the next step?
It's really just professionalism on and off the field. So we need to make sure that we're turning up every day, ready to go, not just showing up and being lazy or just not giving 100%. We've got to take every day as it's our last and every day to get better and improve. And if we don't do that, then we're not going to meet our goals.
Visiting with Hannah Godfrey from the Jaguar soccer program this week on Inside Jag Nation. There's still like a month and a half of summer school left, and then there will be a little bit of a break before preseason training officially begins in August. Too early to talk about goals for 2017, whether it's individual or team. Is that something you already discussed at the end of the spring, or is that something that when you get together those first few times in August that, okay, here we're going to set it then?
I mean, at the start of spring, we came in together and we all sat down and we discussed what we want to achieve in the fall so we could model our behaviour around what we do want to achieve. So we set our rules and expectations relating to our goals. So if we want to achieve big, we have to perform in spring too, and we have to show professionalism off and on and off the field too. So we do have 10 incoming freshmen coming in August, so obviously they play a huge role in the team. So when it does come to August the 1st, when we start, I believe we can all come together and we can include their goals too, and then go from there.
Visiting with Hannah Godfrey on Inside Jag Nation this week. Now, you are about to begin your junior season. As a freshman, you played in 19 matches, started 6, scored 2 goals. But as a defender, more importantly, the team goals against average was 0.92, one of the best in the nation. And then last year, you ended up starting 21 times, playing in 22 matches. You know, had a couple more goals and an assist, and the team goals against average dropped to 0.84. So, you know, defensively, the team got better, but you obviously took on a much greater role. What did you do to make that happen?
I mean, my freshman year, I came in and I took as much game time as I could. Like, it wasn't as much as I would have liked, but I'm coming into a new country, a new team, a new environment, and I know for a fact that I wasn't as prepared as I should have been. So when it got to last summer, I knew that I need to step up my game. Like, I am not showing what I can truly do. So for it started just around spring break of last year, and I just stepped it up a notch and thought, if I don't start now, then I'm just gonna keep being that 5-minute player, like not an impact player that I would like to be. So I really got my head down in summer. I was training every day, looking after my body, eating right. That was the biggest change for me, and it just helped, and then it obviously paid off at the end of last fall, and I was really happy with it.
You know, you said paid off, and you actually got recognized. You were second team All Sunbelt Conference for the first time after taking on that much larger role with the team. What was your reaction when you found out that you had earned that honor?
Oh, it was amazing. It's just always nice to see that hard work really does pay off. Like, it just shows that what I'm capable of doing, and it's given me that boost of confidence and boost to go to the next level. And hopefully, like, I do have some personal goals, and first team all conference would be amazing for this fall, and that's what I'm looking for.
Now, not only have you had success individually, but your 2 years in the program, the Jaguars have gone a combined 33-9-3. Won the Sun Belt regular season and tournament championships both times, made two NCAA appearances. Now, your freshman year, that included beating LSU 4-0 in an opening round game. You played in that game, and that was the first ever win for the program in the NCAA tournament. Did you have any idea of what you guys were accomplishing that night, whether it was in the middle of play as you built that lead or kind of immediately after? Is that something that you think, I'll realize the significance of that when I'm older and look back?
Yeah, I mean, we all still look back, and it's always a significant game. I guess we could really say we made history. Like, it wasn't just it was a 4-0 game. Like, we played really well, and we achieved something that we'd never achieved before. So that's always just in the back of our minds, knowing what we are capable of as a team. And I came on towards the end, and just myself feeling like this sense of accomplishment. Like, I can't even imagine what the other girls thought, like, that played, and even the goals scored. And like, it's just always something that we'll remember.
Visiting with Hannah Godfrey on Inside Jag Nation this week, you are originally from Thornton Cleveleys, England. How many years did you play club soccer in England before you came over here and started going to school?
Well, when I was younger, I started just at my local grassroots team, and then I got scouted for an academy team at the age of 10. So from 10 till 16, I was 10 till about 15 years old, I was within academy soccer, and it was like, I loved it, and I was comfortable there. We was achieving a lot, and then I actually got picked up for Manchester City development squad. So I was in and around like all the new facilities and stuff, and it started to become more like professional soccer. So I was really enjoying that, and it was just, so I was played there for just 1 year before I came out to America.
Now, if I've read your bio right, you're a fan of Chelsea, not Manchester City. How did it work that that's the club you ended up with? And was there a little bit of emotional difficulty kind of balancing that? Or you said there's a professional environment, did you just forget about it and go to work?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a Chelsea fan since I was little due to my family. I get a lot of stick for being a northerner supporting a southern team, especially when they're so successful. But I've supported them all my life. So when it came to Man City, I just saw it as a club to follow, because we did get tickets, we did go and watch the game, we were in and around the team and stuff. So It was never a question as to whether I was going to support Man City, but they were always a team to follow, and I'd enjoy it if they did well.
You played a year with the Manchester City club, but was it then or was it before then that you figured out, hey, I want to investigate, maybe I can play collegiate soccer, and why did you look into it?
Well, growing up, it's always a dream to just think about coming out here, like coming to America. It's just, I don't know, it was always in the back of my mind. I just didn't know when I would have to make that step. So just before I went to Man City, it crossed my mind a little, but it wasn't 100% that I was going to go. And then when the more people that got in contact and my friends that I played college, which is like high school, I played college with two of my friends that played for South. So they started to introduce me to the thoughts a bit more. And basically, the more they spoke about it and the more they told me how amazing it was, it really made me intrigued, like, if they enjoy it, then maybe I will too. So then when I got offered to come and visit here, like, as soon as I got here, I knew, like, this is exactly where I want to be.
Did you take any other visits, or was it South Alabama was the only school recruited you and that was it?
Once I got involved with South Alabama, there was no question. I just came as soon as I hit the campus, like, there was no question about it. I had no doubts.
As we mentioned before, you played 1 year at the club level there. Now you have 2 years of experience at the collegiate level here. For our listeners, compare the two levels. What's similar and what are some of the differences you notice?
I mean, the main difference for me is the technical side within European soccer. So I feel like the game out back at home is way more technical, whereas out here it's more more athletic. And I was warned that before I came out here and told to just run before I got here, but they really mean it. Like, that's the truth. Like, it's all about physical, it's all about running, it's all about getting used to the heat and stuff. So really, that's the main difference for me.
Now, you mentioned it before, getting to Manchester City, that you did a lot of you played a lot with academies. Do you remember why you started playing the sport? What made you interested in it?
Well, I've played since the age of four. So when talking to my parents about it really doesn't run in the family. So I'm not sure where I got it from. But apparently from when I was little, I was always kicking a ball around. I was always kicking something around. And I remember my best friend from primary school, like from when I was younger, he was telling me how he was going to this soccer camp. So I was like, oh, I want to do that too. So I guess I just followed him. And then from then onwards, I've just progressed up to each level and ended up at college soccer.
Did you play other sports growing up, or was it just a complete focus on soccer?
Honestly, probably just soccer. Like, I obviously played little sports in high school, like just for fun and in PE classes and little competitions and tournaments that took place, but really there was only one place I was going to go.
What do you consider to be your long-term goals in the sport? You know, how high up do you want to play? How long do you want to play for?
Well, I really don't think I'm going to be ready to stop playing after two more years when I graduate. So I'm always going to look to play first. Afterwards, that'll be my main goal, to carry on playing, depending on how much better I get, depending on the offers and whatever goes on, obviously, being away from home, whether I want to go home or not. But other than that, if I don't carry on playing, then I do want to stay in the sport, and I would like to coach, I would like to get my master's degree, so I really don't know yet.
Visiting with Hannah Godfrey on Inside JAG Nation this week, we appreciate the time. Before we let you get on, want to ask you some questions, and it'll be just the first thing that pops into your mind, just so our listeners get a chance to know you a little better. Always say student-athletes have very little free time with all of the obligations, both physically and academically, that need to be taken care of. When you have free time, what's your favorite thing to do?
Oh, rest. Watch TV.
What's your favorite sport outside of soccer?
For fun, I'd probably say basketball, and I enjoy watching it now as well.
What's the best athletic event that you've ever attended as a fan?
I went to watch Chelsea versus Barcelona in the Champions League.
And if you have the chance, one athletic event that you've never been to as a fan that you want to go to, what's at the top of your list?
It's got to be a World Cup final, definitely.
You're going on a dream vacation. Where are you going?
I would love to go to Australia. That would be cool.
What's your favorite movie?
Blindside.
Favorite book?
I'm currently reading a book from my coach called The Champion's Mind, and that's getting there.
Favorite musical artist?
Ed Sheeran or James Arthur.
And way down the line, when the playing career is done and the coaching career is underway, and Hollywood producer looks and says, I'm going to come in and we're doing the Hannah Godfrey story, what actress is going to play the lead role of Hannah Godfrey?
My favorite actress, I would have to say, is Emma Watson. So if she can play soccer, then she'll have my role.
That's Hannah Godfrey, soon-to-be junior defender on the Jaguar soccer team. The season will open in August this year. Wish you the best of luck moving forward. Appreciate your taking the time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!